This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. You're listening to Power Talk, 9 a.m. to noon.
Let me remind you that we are coming to you live from Buffalo City this morning. And today we have the privilege of speaking with Tebogo Malaka, who's the CEO of the Independent Development Trust, which is an organization, as you know, that's deeply involved in this, the commemoration of 20 years of the Expanded Public Works Program happening this time in Buffalo City. And as a Schedule 2 state-owned entity, the IDT plays a vital role in really managing the implementation and delivery of crucial social infrastructure programs on behalf of the government. And with its national office situated in Tshwane, in Pretoria, and 9 regional offices across the country, the IDT is at the forefront of driving meaningful development initiatives. Let's dive into this conversation with Ms. Malaka to gain insights into the IDT's contributions into the EPW, impact on communities as well in Buffalo City and beyond. A pleasure to have you on the program this morning.
Thank you and good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Firstly, can you provide us an overview of the Independent Development Trust involvement in the EPWP, but also its significance in Buffalo City as we mark 20 years of the program?
Thank you very much. As we have said, the Independent Development Trust is an entity of Public Works. We report to Cabinet through the Minister of Public Works. And as you know, Expanded Public Works Program is a program that is located within the Department of Public Works. So IDT, as an entity of Public Works, we were mandated to assist the department in creating jobs through the Expanded Public Works Program. So IDT started its involvement in the program in 2009. But the program itself started in 2004 as phase one with the department. So as IDT, we were mandated to then involve non-NPOs, which is non-profit organizations that we contract, and they create jobs and we give them stipends for those jobs that they're creating.
I want to understand this collaboration properly, especially in the context of where we are today. How does the IDT then collaborate with local stakeholders, if you will, but also communities themselves, to identify but also implement social infrastructure programs that really align with the needs and priorities of some of our communities, especially the vulnerable ones?
Okay. IDT has a social development program unit where we have officials who then engage directly with social facilitators within the communities where projects are identified. But as an entity of government, we implement programs on behalf of different government departments. We have clients like Department of Education, Department of Health, Department of Justice, Department of Higher Education. So those programs that we implement on behalf of those clients are located within particular communities. So we engage those communities before we even go and implement those programs, where then unemployed community members are identified, and once the project start, they then come and work in those projects.
Very, very, very interesting. So with the EPWP focusing, as we've heard, on job creation and poverty alleviation, I want to get an understanding of the strategies that the IDT has employed to really ensure that its initiatives not only provide employment opportunities, but also contribute to this sustainable socio-economic development in many of our communities.
What we do, most of the NPOs that we contract with, the jobs that they create ensure that also the communities benefit. For example, in Mpumalanga, there's an NPO that produce fresh market, and they sell their produce to the market. And that kind of initiatives then ensure that the communities benefit through job creation, but also ensuring that there is food security within that community. And that applies exactly the same with the Buffalo City. We have NPOs like that.
So as CEO of the IDT, I want to get a sense of your experience as well. Have you encountered challenges in implementing the EPWP projects? And if so, what are they? And how have you addressed or overcome some of these challenges?
Oh yes, there are a number of challenges. You know, when we deal with communities, obviously it's people. We have different kind of characters within the communities. So you find that in some of the NPOs, the beneficiaries do not necessarily benefit as they are supposed to. However, we have officials who go there and visit and monitor and ensure that the beneficiaries are exactly benefit what is intended for them to benefit. So we monitor the NPOs to ensure that the beneficiaries are paid on time, the money that is supposed to go to them goes directly to them. But you will find those challenges within the communities where NPOs sometimes don't pay, but then we monitor and ensure that the money goes to the intended purposes.
I guess that also then begs the question around transparency and accountability as well. It is crucial in public service delivery as well. How does the IDT then ensure that resources allocated for EPWP projects, not just here in Buffalo City, but the country over, are utilized effectively, but also important that they are used as well?
The process to appoint the NPOs is a very transparent process because I'm sure by next week there will be an advert to advertise for NPOs who qualify. Now, there is a procurement process that is followed. We ensure that they are registered with the Department of Social Development. They have the right documents. We go and do site visits even before we appoint to make sure that they do exist, because you will find that sometimes they submit documents but they are not there. When you get to the site, the NPO is not existent. So we do follow a transparent process to ensure that as we appoint you, you do qualify and you will be able to have officials.
So let's look ahead now. What are the IDT's aspirations and priorities in continuing its support for the EPWP, but also fostering this development that we are seeing in many of our regions across South Africa?
So the program has evolved. And as Independent Development Trust, we also try and ensure that we address the current challenges, not current challenges of 2004. So if you look at how we have been contracting, the NPOs that we have been appointing will be doing vegetable gardens, addressing issues of gender-based violence. But then what we are doing now, we are trying to ensure that we also support the mandate of government. You know, across the country, there are issues of potholes. So we ensure that NPOs that will be contracting this time will be able to address those challenges within the communities. Waste collection, we have challenges within our communities of waste collection. So we also ensure that we move with the times and ensure that NPOs that we contract are not just traditional NPOs, so that we are able to assist municipalities and government with ensuring that our roads are in order, our communities are clean. So those are the challenges that we'll be addressing in the Phase 5 program.
And lastly, Ms. Malaka, could you share any success stories or notable achievements of the EPWP projects which have been facilitated by the IDT that have really had a positive impact on the lives of community members? Are there actual stories or experiences that you can tell us about?
Yes, there are, but maybe let me start with the numbers. Since the program was started, we had about 700,000 beneficiaries. And out of those 700,000 beneficiaries, 620-something, it's women. Now, you know, if you empower a woman, you empower the whole community. So we do have families that we have visited where the program has made a huge impact in terms of the family had food on the table, they are able to take their kids to school, they are able to progress within the environment of our communities.
Let me thank you for your time, Ms. Malaka. That's Tebogo Malaka, who is the CEO of the IDT, which is at the forefront of driving this meaningful development initiatives, such as what we are seeing play out this morning in Buffalo City. Of course, we are commemorating or marking the 20-year anniversary of the EPWP.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.